Now, joining me in the studio, some very, very pleased-looking theatre makers and writers. We've got Nancy Medina from the Corner Theatre Company. We have got Alison Serena. Serena, yes, there we go. No, Farina. God almighty, yes. Alison Farina, yes, I beg your pardon. I'm very sorry, Alison. And Dominic Rowe, playwright extraordinaire. So here we all are in the Bristol Arts Show studio. Thank you very much for making the effort to come down. You've got something big, bold, new and interesting happening this week, I gather. It's later this week. Something amazing is about to happen.
Yeah, actually opening on Tuesday, November 29th, Corner Theatre is presenting a new production called Headlines. And Headlines is basically a show compromised of six new works, six 10-minute plays, based on 2011 news events. And we've got three American writers and three British writers on the team.
Now, this idea fascinates me. It's a kind of a year in review put on stage.
Basically, yeah. It's been a really great year of kind of revolution, discontent, action. So it makes just great material for drama. So that's one of the main reasons we picked it.
What can we expect?
Yeah, revolution, discontent, and action.
Okay, well, you've summed it up rather nicely. Alison Farina, I'm getting it correct this time, you are one of the writers involved in this project. Have you enjoyed the process, or when you were given the brief, write about something that's happened in 2011, did you wince?
No, I was really excited, and I was really really pleased to have been asked. There were so many things I could have written about, and I was kind of a bit overwhelmed, because there have been so many really big things that happened this year. The one that I've chosen happened at just the right time for me to write about it, so I'm very excited.
Are you allowed to tell me what it is?
I don't think I am, actually.
OMG! This is brilliant. We're going to have a secret interview.
Well, the music I've chosen represents my subject matter. So
cunning.
Give you a little sneaky...
I like that.
Cheeky peek.
Now, Dominic, 10-minute piece of theatre?
Yes.
And you've chosen something British, I'm assuming.
Yes, I have. I'm not sure how much I'm allowed to say either, so this will be an interesting process. something that's very... I mean, it's... Yeah, I think anyone could probably guess if we're thinking about things that have been quite drastic and exciting and revolutionary in England recently, in this year. So it's about that. It's nice to write something about something that's so fresh and that people are still talking about so much, because obviously there's so much source material to work from just in conversations that are happening around you. In fact, oddly enough, there's something on your coffee table out there which is all about what I've written. I thought it was your notes for the interview, so I was terrified.
Yes, notes. You know me better than making notes, Dominic, I'm sure. But yes, it must be very fertile territory for any playwright at the moment, because we've got the Arab Spring, we've got the Occupy protests all around the world. There are a certain number of events which took place over the summer involving the disenfranchised, but actually you have to be 18 to vote in the first place, so you can't be disenfranchised if you've never actually done it. The pre-franchised. Yeah, there you go, making up new words. Anyway, enough with my brilliance. Alison, how do you approach something that's now, it's still happening?
Wow. I guess from your own what sparks your interest in the first place, and just go from there.
Mm-hmm.
Inspiration and possibility. So it might still be happening, and for example, my subject is still happening, and there's lots of stuff going on with it right now. But my platform with it was the incident and how it affects really just very normal people on an everyday sort of way.
Were you tempted to be very fictional, or were you rigorous in being documentary about it?
I'm kind of neither. It's... Can I,
You're doing so good. No,
it's so hard.
So cryptic.
It's fictional, but truthful.
Mm.
I think.
Cunning, that's a good sidestep, that one. Right, we're going to take a piece of music. And Nancy, you have chosen the first piece of music we're going to hear. Now, is this a, how should I say, an allegorical piece of music that we're going to distill some subtext from, or is it just because you like it?
Might be a little bit of both. Just a little bit of both.
That's, well, good enough for me. Here we go then.
Don't you know, talking about a revolution sounds this way. Don't you know, talking about a revolution sounds like a whisper. While they're standing in the welfare lines, crying at the doorsteps of those armies of salvation, wasting time in the unemployment lines, sitting around for a promotion. Don't you know, talking about a revolution, it sounds whisper. Who are people gonna rise up and get their share? Who are people gonna rise up and take what's theirs? Don't you know, you better talking about a revolution. Yes, finally the tables are starting to turn. Talking about a revolution. Oh, no. Talking about a revolution. Oh, while they're standing in the welfare lines, crying to those of the armies of salvation, wasting time in the unemployment lines, sitting around waiting for a promotion. Don't you know, talking about a revolution sounds whisper. And finally the tables are starting to turn, talking about a revolution. Yes, finally the tables are starting to turn, talking about a revolution. Oh, no. Talking about a revolution. Talking about a revolution.
No, that was Tracy Chapman, which was a little surprise for me. What prompted your decision to present Tracy Chapman to us this morning, Nancy?
Well, one, I love her voice, and also I just think it's a really inspiring song that does talk quite a lot about what's happened in this year in 2011 all around the world. So I thought that was a really good one to pick.
Has it been a vintage year? Because it's 10 years since the attacks on the Twin Towers, which was very, very bad and very, very sad. And we've had this subsequent war on terror for 10 years, which I dread to think how much it must have cost. Mm. There's a lot of talk in the news at the moment about the public servants going out on strike over pension adjustments next week, which, you know, I mean, I suppose they're within their right. Is there a possibility maybe that going to war wasn't value for money?
Well, I think that we're in a place now where people are just actually voicing exactly how they feel. And I think many people feel that they've been cheated or lied to, or just feel that they've awakened up to the real reality that they live in. And I think that that's basically what this year has been about. At least for me, it's been just kind of really seeing how the world has reacted to their government, to their society.
I must applaud you for putting this show together. I mean, I haven't seen it yet, but from the outside, it's a very immediate and clever way to hold a mirror up to the Bristol public or whoever. We may even have some cultural tourists who come from further afield to come and see the show. But it's succinct and condensed because you're doing 6-10-minute pieces. And, well, thank you. Well done. I guess, is what I'm trying to say. No, I plan to, don't you worry. Is this something that you had knocking around in your head for a while, or is it just, was there a single incident which moved you to think, I need to react to this?
Well, I think it was probably definitely Egypt that inspired me to say, okay, I really want to put this on stage. I want to put people's opinions and what people are talking about on stage. And as the year developed, more and more just got bigger and bigger. And I'd had for a while kicking around the idea that I really wanted to get together some American and UK writers. And then this, as it's an international subject, just seemed to be the best way to get some international writers together.
Are you pleased with the quality of the work that they delivered?
I am so pleased. I love every single play. I think it's really great quality work condensed into 10 minutes, so I applaud the writers very much.
Good. Now, writers, Dominic and Alison, we've got you both here, and Nancy has sat in front of you like some kind of glowering spectre in the corner of the studio. What's she like to work with?
Nancy's been brilliant. It's been really lovely. I think... But being a fellow New Yorker, it's been really nice to find Nancy and to kind of just get that sort of New York vibe from somebody again. And it's just been a really exciting, really high-energy project, and I've just really enjoyed being a part of it.
Do you think you two are going to kick on from here and continue to work together, or is that it now? Once the curtain comes down, I can't stand the sight of that woman.
No, I really do hope so, because I think what Nancy's done with this project is fantastic, and bringing so many different types of people together, so many different styles of writing, so many different writers, so many different actors, and tying them all together, I think, is... would have been the challenge, and but I think she's really come up trumps on it, so well done. Yay.
You see, look at this. You're bathing now in reflected glory, Nancy. It's extraordinary. Dominic, you are a writer of some eminence around town anyway. What's it been like having to get into bed with the enemy?
Well, actually, this process has been fantastic for me because, I've just come out of a process where I was involved in every single aspect of it, you know, and that's tiring. And it was really nice actually to be in a process where I can just work as a writer, which I've sort of done less of recently. So I mean that's been great, and I've seen Nancy's work before, and I know Nancy, so I feel very comfortable to do that, and that's just a really lovely thing to be able to do.
Have you been inclined to sit in on rehearsals much?
No, I haven't been involved at all in that level, but because it's best that I do, because I always have 10 pence to put in. Yes,
do it more, do it better. Can you please just write, play what I've written, please? Alison, have you been tempted to have a sneaky peek around the rehearsal room door?
Well, I was meant to go yesterday, and unfortunately things came up and I couldn't go, so I was really disappointed. But in actuality, I think I'm pleased, because I'll be going in completely fresh, and I'll be seeing it for the first time along with everybody else, so I'll get the experience that the people who come to see the show will get. So
exciting. Now, Nancy, this is an important one for you. Were you at any point tempted to tamper with the scripts that you were given?
Well, actually, because I commissioned the scripts, it was kind of a three-step process. So they did have to do a first draft, which we talked about, then a second draft, which we talked about, and then the third draft, I just had to take it or leave it. But luckily, again, I mean, the writers involved, I just want to name them out. It's actually Diana Stahl from California, J. Anthony Roman from New York, Allison Farina from New York, but she lives here in Bath, Dom Rowe from Bristol, Simon Harvey Williams from Exeter, who lives in Bristol, and Lottie Morris, who's from Aberystwyth but lives in Cardiff. So it's actually been really great because they're all extremely talented. I hadn't worked with all of them, so that was probably where I was most nervous about. But again, I got really lucky.
Oh, well done you again. You see, even more basking. I'm going to have to ban you from the studio.
I'm just too happy. People.
I know. This is... smugness just kind of waving over the table. Anyway, we're going to take a piece of music. It's a choice of yours, Alison. Don't tell me about it. We'll just have a listen, and then you can explain it to me thereafter.
Okay. fear, never cry.
Don't you hear my call?
Though you're many years away.
Don't you hear me calling you?
Write your letters in the sand for the day I take your hand in the land that our grandchildren knew.
And that was, Alison, why don't I let you tell us who that was?
Okay, that was a song called 39 by Queen from A Night at the Opera. But the reason I chose that one is it's written by Brian May, who you may or may not know has a PhD in astronomy. And the song itself, if you listen to the words, is very physics and space oriented.
Good work. Are you a writer who likes to have music on in the background?
Yes, I think I am, actually. The shows that I've written in the past have had a lot of music in them. It's not something I do on purpose, but it just kind of organically happens.
Do you have music on as you're at your desk?
No, not when I write.
Okay.
It does creep into music and art often creep into my work.
Yes, they insinuate themselves into your life. I like that. Dominic, music on in the background?
Yeah, or? All Five Live football.
Genuinely. Well, sometimes BBC News 24. I think I'm more of a modern approach to things. I like the many media happening at once. Hopefully one of them being my writing as well.
That is the ultimate goal, really, of the project, yeah. Isn't it? But it sounds like fun stuff. No, Nancy, it's important that we mention where this is going on, because you've taken the very canny step of removing your production from what we would regard as an established theatre.
Well, yes. Headlines is actually going to be at Bristol's newest theatrical venue. It's called the Little Black Box, and it's on Shandos Road, so it's 2 Shandos Road. It used to be a shop front, so it just opened up in May, and it's a great, intimate, cozy little spot. Exactly. So our show is going on from Tuesday the 29th through to Saturday the 3rd of December. And you can actually go on our website, which is cornertheatre.co.uk, and there's links to the theatre and how to get tickets, which are extremely cheap because one of Corner Theatre's main aims is to keep theatre affordable. And so we've got tickets for £7, concession £5. But you can go on the website, cornertheatre.co.uk, and all of the information on the show and how to get tickets will be there.
Okay. In a spectacularly disorganized world, which is pretty much where I exist a lot of the time, can I turn up on the door, or would you not recommend that?
I wouldn't recommend it. I mean, try if you can, but it actually is really limited seating, so I'd say get your tickets now, book online.
Good skills. How limited are we talking here?
It's a 40-seat theater. So
that's pretty
tiny.
Limited.
I said cozy.
It's going to be a whites of their eyes experience.
Yeah.
I like that. Alison, do you find yourself adjusting your writing for a smaller audience, or do you think the story is sufficiently grand to go 2,500 at the Colston Hall or 40 seats at the Little Black Box?
I never even consider the size of the venue. I just write what I write, and I think that the hardest thing for me is language, and obviously I'm American, so my inner monologue is an American, you know, monologue, and I find I have to a lot of the time change what I've written to sound or to appeal or to be understood by a British audience. However, this is the first piece I've written that I haven't had to do that, and so I don't know if it's the piece, I don't know if it's me, maybe something's clicked, I don't know, maybe I've become fluent in British, I don't know, but it is a very British piece.
I quite like the way that you literally abdicate all responsibility for making the show manifest. You've just sort of said, this is the writing, make it happen. You know, no consideration to the size or the restrictions or the anything at all. Like
pure writing.
I love that.
Hand it over.
I love it.
Your problem now, Nancy.
Absolutely. Dominic, have you, Dominic, found yourself being made aware of potential limitations through this process, or were you a bit like Alison and thought, this is what I'm going to do, this is what I want to see on stage, Nancy, make it happen?
I haven't felt that I've had limitations put upon me at all. I mean, often I'll put limitations on myself. I quite like to do that. I like to put constraints because I think it's a nice place to let ideas bounce around. But actually, if anything, I mean, one of the more challenging parts of the script and sort of from an organisational perspective was something I was kind of willing to take out, but Nancy actually wanted back in again. So I was more than happy to go with that sort of aspiration. That's fine by me. And I think, you know, I mean, I'm aware of the space maybe more so than Alison when I'm writing, I think, but I wouldn't let that sort of thing stop me from doing something I wanted to do, I think. Yeah, I'd change that if it was a problem.
Good, I like that. Just be cavalier and callous about the whole thing. Well done. Nancy, we're going to go back to you now, and you can remind us where and when and how much, because we're actually kind of backing up pretty close to the midday news, I'm afraid.
Not a problem. So Headlines is going to open on Tuesday the 29th this week until December 3rd. All tickets are £7 and £5 concessions. You can go on to our website, cornertheatre.co.uk, and it's going to be taking place at the Little Black Box on Shandos Road. But go on our website, cornertheatre.co.uk, and you'll get all the information you need on the show.
Excellent skills. I'm looking forward to it very much myself. Now, I'm afraid to say I am literally backing up against the midday news, so Alison, I won't have time to play your last track, but have you enjoyed coming on the radio and talking to me this morning?
Yes, very much so.
Fantastic. I'm delighted that you were able to make it all the way over from lovely Bath.
Yes.
Which I might point out has the most polite Occupy protest going on at the moment that I've seen so far. Nancy, it's been a genuine pleasure to actually corral you into the studio. Have you enjoyed yourself?
Yes, I have. Thank you so much. Excellent. For having
it's
us.
Always a joy. Dominic, I'm very much looking forward to seeing a lot more of you in the months to come. And just a final quick word, it's at the Black Box Theatre, 7:30.
8:00.
8:00, even better.
Yeah.
And that's at number 2 Chandos Road. It starts on Tuesday.
Yep.
Superb. Website address very quickly.
cornertheatre.co.uk.
Many thanks to all of my guests today on the Bristol Arts Show. My name is Billy Quain. I will be back with another 2-hour live arts extravaganza for you next Saturday. But for now, it's the midday news.